We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Throwback Live at 8:25 with John and Tammy.
All right. Throwback Live at 8:25, where I pit producer Jess up against John with five pieces of pop culture audio. Could be anything. Be from a movie, a commercial, TV, music, and more. The score right now, John has 24 wins, Jess has 24 wins, and we have 13 ties.
Can't get more knotted up than that, Jess.
Right, exactly. Anyway, when they want to answer what they think it is, they yell out their name. If they get it wrong, the other person has a chance to steal.
Scary
is John
today.
Giving you the stink eye? What is he doing?
I'm just looking. I'm just
He's
waiting
being
to go.
Creepy.
You're being creepy, John. Okay, all right. Anything he can do to try to confuse you. All right, guys, listen up to your first piece of pop culture audio with Throwback Live at 8:25.
Blindfold, monsieur?
No.
Cigarette?
Jessica? No.
Yes.
Is it Young Frankenstein?
Which means you get to hear the whole thing, John.
I think I know what it is.
Blindfold, monsieur?
No.
I know what it is.
Oh,
John.
Dumb.
No.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Tombstone pizza commercial.
That's exactly it. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, sausage or pepperoni, duh. Yeah. Oh, you need this, do you?
I do need the bell, yes.
Sorry about that. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that one, Jess.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
All right. John 1, Jess nothing. Listen up to your next piece of pop culture audio with Throwback Live at 8:25.
Come on. John.
Yes.
Good Lord. 5150. Someone call the Popo, Dirk Bentley.
Thank you. All right.
Someone call the Popo.
I was going to have to sing it through.
Yep. Isn't it crazy how a guy that has a song like I go on, right? Dirk Bentley also has a song that says 5150, someone call the Popo.
What is your hatred of fun songs lately?
I'm not hating on the fun songs.
You just hate on the fun songs.
I don't hate on fun songs. I just don't like...
Why is it bad that somebody can write something poignant and interesting, but then someone also can write something that's super fun that when it turns on in the bar, every person in the room is singing along with it?
Nothing. Jeez.
Enough of the music snobbery. All right, John 2, Jess 0. Listen up to your next piece.
I don't know.
Next piece of pop culture audio with Throwback Live at 8:25.
Oh, look at you. Aren't you a little bundle of joy?
Very nice. Okay, looks like you got this. Very good.
Well, that's right, Karen. Ah, look out!
That's fear. He's really good at keeping Riley safe.
John, Inside Out.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
That movie made me cry.
I know. I love that movie.
That's what Pixar does. They just
they really
make
do.
Movies to yeah. make you cry.
I know.
Yep, absolutely.
I know. They really
just
do.
Like Up. You cry within the first 2 minutes.
You do cry. Or like oh. Toy Story 3.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're emotional terrorists.
Right?
Wow.
And like when Eva says Wally and he's like, oh, no one's ever said my name. That made me cry. All right. John 3, Jess 0. The creepy eyes at you is really working, Jess. You got to stop looking at him.
I can't.
You stop looking at him.
This
She's drawn to me.
Here we go. Jess, you have to get at least one. Come on. Here we go. Listen up to your next piece of pop culture audio with Throwback Live at 8:25.
Jessica. Taylor Swift. Oh, what's the name of that song?
Oh, I can hear it. Tanya. Come on! You got to give an answer.
Oh, I forgot the name of the song.
John, that means you get to listen to the whole thing. Here we go. Nice to meet you, where you been. I could show you incredible things. Magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my God, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. What's your guess?
I don't think that's the song, though. I thought it was that song, Blank Space. But I don't know.
What are you going to guess?
I'll say it's Blank Space. Oh!
What's in your search bar on your computer?
Taylor Swift, Blank Space. I wanted to make sure I knew the name. What's wrong with that?
That's cheating.
That's so cheating.
How is that cheating?
You should be disqualified.
How is that cheating?
You cannot look up. Can I look up something when we're doing the College of Hollywood Knowledge?
I've never said you couldn't.
Oh, disqualification
Wait a second.
You cannot look something up. The whole point is to pull it out of your brain, John, not out of your computer.
I did. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't Blank Space. I almost said Blank Check. Oh. I just want to make sure it said Blank Space. How is that wrong?
You are totally disqualified for cheating.
Disqualified
for cheating. Jessica 100%. That is absolutely
cheating. How is that cheating?
833-287-1037. You call and you explain. So this last one is just for fun. Here we go.
What?
You don't have to answer.
I'm totally protesting.
What's your answer for this one? Do you have
one?
You said
I wasn't allowed to answer.
Oh, that's right. Jess, do you have one?
No, I couldn't hear it over John complaining.
Okay, here we go.
He's so full of crap.
I'm leaving that one. You know what? No, I think you have to be disqualified. You cheated 100%.
I didn't cheat.
You cheated.
I just wanted to make sure the name was right. That's all. I knew it was Blank Space. I just wanted to double check my work. What's wrong with double checking your work?
That's cheating.
You're not supposed to do
it's
that.
It's cheating.
When you took a math test, you were told to double check your work.
Cheating. I can't double check it in the college. 833-287-1037. John's a cheater. That's next. Jess, if you want to, if you can go back to the Throwback Live. It is number 4. Mm-hmm. We're just going to play a little piece of audio and explain what's going on here. In the meantime, we do have scattered showers throughout the day today. Snow in the mountains, which, by the way, is beautiful. I know it's kind of a pain to get through, but it's really pretty when you can see them, especially Mount Laguna. Windy, chilly, look for low 50s. So this was one of the pieces of audio from Throwback Live at 825. Nice to meet you. Where you been? Okay. So John and Jess were like, oh, because they know it's Taylor Swift, but what's the name of the song? Jess couldn't remember it, so I gave her a buzz. I look over at John, and I see he's typing on his laptop, and I look up, and so he goes, Taylor Swift, Blank Space. And I'm like, what is in your search of your computer? And John, you said?
I said Taylor Swift, Blank Space.
Because you looked it up.
After I wrote down the correct answer, double-checking my work, yes. Okay,
you did not say, here's my answer.
I didn't know I was going to be judged so harshly.
Because you have to give an answer before you check to see if you're right or wrong. That's the whole point of the game. You cheated.
If I wanted to be ganged up on today.
You cheated.
833-287-1037. Hey, Sabrina and Santee, what's up?
Hi. I was just trying to say that's definitely cheating.
100%.
It's not definitely cheating.
You don't get to use cheat sheets in Jeopardy, so...
Right? Oh, excuse me, Alex. Let me make sure I got the name right.
I was checking my work. How is that cheating? If I was cheating, would I have admitted what I did? I think
you thought you could get away with it.
Get away with what? I was
cheating.
Double checking my work.
Looking up the answer.
If I was truly cheating, I would have said I have nothing in my search screen.
Well, then that would make you also a liar. Now you're just a cheater, not a liar.
Don't say things like cheater. That's not. I was checking my work. All right. Well, thank you, I guess, Sabrina.
Thank you. Bye.
Michelle in El Cajon. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, you're definitely a cheater.
Now, here's the thing, John. Today, when you asked me what was the character's name that Gwyneth Paltrow played in Iron Man, and I wanted to go, I'm not sure if it's Pot or Potts. Let me look it up. Would you have allowed me to do that?
No.
Because what if I didn't know it at all and I just wrote Gwyneth Paltrow's character? I mean, no, you can't do that. If that's the case, I'll take my computer every day with the College of Hollywood Knowledge.
It's like if you go to college and go take a test. Can you look it up? No.
Right. Thank you, Michelle. Hey, Jess.
Hi.
Did John cheat or not?
John totally cheated.
100%.
100%.
I think I was checking my work.
I don't understand how you can defend that. I had the answer.
I wrote the answer down. I was checking my work.
John, how many times in the college have I said, I know what that is, but I can't think of it. Let me look it up.
But I did think of it. I didn't look it up to think of it. I just wanted to double check my work. That's all.
Oh, my
gosh. You can't look it up until after you answered.
Until you're all done. And then you go, did I get it right?
So what you're saying is even though I had the answer popped into my head.
Didn't say it.
Until I, if I would have checked it after, I wouldn't have had to check it, I guess.
It's cheating. You gave yourself cheating. The answer.
It wasn't. No, I reaffirmed my belief in the correct answer is
all right,
what
so
I did.
Can I use the computer from now on during the College of Hollywood Knowledge?
Absolutely not. Totally
okay,
different.
So there you
totally
go.
Different.
There you go.
How about this?
Here's
about
the rule. John's laptop has to go down while we're playing the
okay.
game.
And how about this? Nobody wins today. We'll just call it a draw and be done with
all
it,
right.
and we'll move on to tomorrow.
Even though I was up 3-0.
Doesn't matter. You blew it. Yeah, did it to yourself.
You see, you're having too much fun with this.
But it's
Jessica,
true.
You're being gracious.
It's my game, my rules.
I can't hear negativity. I just hear graciousness.
Oh, my God.
I just hear graciousness by my beautiful, big-hearted
you
producer.
You make the call during the college. You
Seriously.
And Jess discuss it.
Right now, it's white noise.
Oh, my
all
God.
All negative. But, Jess, you're gracious.
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.